Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham. Lee is the author of The Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. We've talked about that with Lee before. Also, re-engage, how to make sure your people are engaged. We spent time talking to Lee about that over the last 7 years. Now we're talking about how to hire the right people, how to go about that process, continuing a little series he and I've been doing. Lee, we wanted to wrap up a couple of quick thoughts on the last one we talked about. Go ahead.
On employee referrals.
Referrals, right. Uh-huh. Quickly.
Yeah, employee referrals is should be your number one way of hiring, and you should be making if you're doing things right, you should be hiring 40 to 50% of your people through employee referrals. This is a general guideline, and one of the practices is as soon as you hire anybody, the first thing you ask them after you've hired them is, do you give me the names of five people, five of the best people you ever worked with, and build a sort of a target list of people that you want to put on your most wanted to hire list that way.
All right. So let's move on down to the next one, hiring against type. What does that mean?
Hiring against type is something that we tend to do when we get rid of a person that didn't work out. We tend to hire the opposite of that person, and we go too far in the other direction. You see this in professional sports when a coach is let go, and the coach was a person who was sort of a low key type person, and then you bring in somebody who's really volatile and emotional, and then that person's weaknesses start showing up. So, just make a list. Have a list of most important traits and abilities and competencies you're looking for in the person, and try and stick to that as opposed to just going to the other extreme when you hire somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep going. Tell us some more about this.
Well, you know, we tend to get emotional when we hire people, and when somebody doesn't work out, it leaves us sometimes with bad feelings. People complain about the weaknesses and that they have, and you think, well, okay, I'm going to go in a totally different direction, and you just go too far in that other direction. And like I say, you see it in the coaching ranks. You know, the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs, which is the pro team that I follow.
You're talking about reacting, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm talking about it's an emotional reaction.
Reaction.
The
last person you had in the job had certain traits, and they totally bombed in the job. And so we blame the traits instead of the person.
That's right. That's right. And we go too far the other extreme. You know, we say, I don't want those weaknesses again because I've been living with those.
Right.
So you go
and you might
too
be
far
you might
the
be
direction.
Blaming the wrong thing, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, everybody brings their own set of strengths and weaknesses, and you got to be careful to go to hire against a list of things that are important, list of objectives you want to achieve. That's really the controlling piece.
So basically, you should know the model you're looking for. You should know the profile of person you're looking for. And if you hire based on that profile and it doesn't work out, then it doesn't mean your profile is wrong. It just means that the person was maybe you didn't hire the right person for that profile.
That's right.
Maybe your process, your maybe your questions were wrong, or you didn't do a good enough job of following the profile.
Right, and the profile is not really as important as the what it is this person is supposed to achieve in the first 6 months to 2 years.
Right, right.
You know, what are those objectives that you want the person to achieve, and if the person's background says they've done those things before, it doesn't. The personality becomes secondary.
Well, here's a variation on this, I think, Lee. What if we hire somebody from inside the operation for a job that we're not we just want to benefit. We want to congratulate or sort of give a payback to this employee. They've been a good employee all these years, even though we're not sure whether they can do that job. That's a mistake too, isn't it?
Well, it's a mistake if that you haven't allowed them to prove that they can do those kinds of things that job is going to demand.
But you've seen that happen many times, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. We're going to reward this person, but we don't know for sure they can do it.
And you wind up losing a good employee over it.
That's right.
It's almost always a dead end in those situations, isn't it?
Yeah, but there are ways to let the employee prove it before you put them in there.
There you go. Good idea. Okay, keepingthepeople.com, is that right?
That's it.
All right, thanks, Lee, for being here. Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.